Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be looking at the halachas of brachas on the wine. This is Siman Memtes, the 49th section in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to look at three basic concepts today. Concept number one is drinks which get a borei pri hagefen. Number two is borei pri hagefen when it comes to other brachas. And number three is hatoy v'ameit, the special bracha for beautiful or better wine brought out. Let's jump straight in. Our first concept, drinks which get a borei pri hagefen. We know that wine is a special drink, and therefore it has its own bracha, unlike other drinks, which is a bracha of borei pri hagefen at the beginning, and a bracha achas me'en shalosh, which is a special bracha said after drinking wine, which is not the regular bracha achrona that would be of borei nefashos on a regular drink. Let's look at a few basic questions. So, question number one is, what happens if the wine is still bubbling and not fully fermented? In that case, it still gets a borei pri hagefen. What happens if it was yain mevushal, it was cooked wine? In that case, it still is considered like wine with a borei pri hagefen. What happens if the wine is bitter and smells like vinegar a little bit? In that case, it's still like wine. What happens if the wine has other ingredients in it, the other spices to make it more tasty? It's still like wine. What happens if it is bitter that some people think it's vinegar? Meaning it's on that point where some people just won't use it as wine. In that case, it's a doubtful and therefore it should only be drunk after regular wine, and a borei nefashos should be set on something else afterwards as well to cover it just in case it no longer retains its name of wine. What if grapes were pressed, not in a press, but like with feet, so therefore they weren't fully crushed, and then one takes the seeds and soaks the remaining seeds in water? In that case, the drink is considered wine. If they were pressed in a wine press and then soaked afterwards, then that's not the case, because in a wine press, most of the wine has already been taken out of those seeds. What happens if the wine is diluted? So it's still considered wine until it reaches the 1:6 ratio of wine to water. If it's beyond that, then it depends on the local custom, meaning within that range, it depends on the local custom. Today, our wines are a lot less potent than the wines of the times of the Gemara. So if a person is a less than a one, the ratio, there is more wine than a 1:6 ratio, it would depend on the custom of the place that a person is in, if people drink that as wine or if that's considered diluted wine. We move to our second concept, which is the concept of borei pri hagefen covering other brachos. Much like bread, we say our moitzi and berakas hamazon will cover other types of foods had in that meal. Similarly, when it comes to wine, if a person says borei pri hagefen, that bracha will cover all other drinks had within the context of that meal as well. And the main bracha achas main shalosh, the bracha at the end, will cover all those drinks as well. Now, a few basic questions. Does the wine cover the bracha rishona or the bracha achrona of the other juices? So let's say I have wine, then I have orange juice, and do I need to say any brachas on that orange juice? The answer is no. They're both covered by the first and last brachas of that wine. Doesn't matter if the drinks are present when I'm drinking the wine. So yes, it only covers those drinks which are present at the time of the bracha on the wine. So on the table, I have orange juice and I have wine. I pick up the wine, I say borei pri hagefen, I've now covered my orange juice as well. Or if I'm intending on drinking them at the beginning, even though they aren't perhaps there as well. Okay, let's go a little further. What if they were present, they weren't there, and I didn't have intention? In that case, so it's best not to drink them because of sofek brachos, because maybe the wine will cover them. Or to say a bracha achron, on the wine to finish up drinking the wine and then start the new brachos and the juices. Or another possibility is that food which requires a shakol, and then that will cover the new fruit juice of orange juice as well. In this case, obviously, that what we see from brachos is that one needs to think about what one is eating and when one is eating it. What if the wine drinking wasn't pre-planned? So it was just brought out mid-meal. Does it work the same way? The answer is no. That only the wine only covers other things when it becomes the planned part of the meal. The bracha rishon on other drinks is still needed, and the bracha achron is a suffix, so it's best to say borei nefashos or another on simple snacks to cover the other juices if the bride is just brought out randomly. What if I had kiddush as the wine? So it's like a kiddush on Shabbos day. The wine for kiddush, will it cover other drinks like schnapps and coffee in that meal? The answer is no, because the wine is not had for kfir, so it's not had to be as part of the Se'uda, it's had because of the mitzvah of having Kiddush. And therefore, it's best to have Kavana not to be mitzi the other drink and say the shower call on those other drinks in that particular case. What if I want to make a bracha on wine in the meal, so this is not a Kiddush wine? Is there a protocol? Yes. The answer is, if let's say I'm in the middle of a meal, it's not a regular Shabbos meal. It's a, let's say, Surah Shlishis, where it's not usually Kiddush, or it's another time when there's not usually a Kiddush. One would need to say the words, Savrai Rabosai. What does that mean? So it means, is it your intention, gentlemen, meaning to say, calling their attention to them so they can hear and give and appreciate the bracha. They should stop what they're doing to this as well. Even when we do Kiddush, many people have the custom to say Savrei beforehand to make an interruption so people will notice and pay attention to the bracha which is made. Can one person say the bracha for the rest? The answer is yes, as long as they have their own cup in front of them and therefore they have called to attention and they know that the person is being moed to them as well. This obviously is not referring to the case of Kiddush necessarily, because in Kiddush, the Kiddush is not only what's called a Birkas HaNenin, the bracha on enjoying the wine, but it's also a Birkas HaMitzvah. And therefore, one can certainly be might see other people in such a circumstance. If it would not be a Birkas HaMitzvah like Kiddush, and a person is just on a regular Saturday night is having, and what's a Shabbos, they're having some wine at the table, then in this halacha would hold that a person can be might see other people as long as they've stopped eating and they know that the person saying the bracha is being might see them as well. We move to our third and last concept today, and that's the bracha of Tovah Meitiv. This is a really fascinating bracha. The halacha is that if a person is drinking wine and a new and better wine is brought in front of them, although they do not need to say a new bracha b'rei priya gefen, they would need to say a special bracha ha'tov ha'meitiv, God who is good and he does good to others, in the second one, that the person who is afforded the opportunity of having even better products in their meal as well. This is unique to wine. So a few basic questions. Is this specifically during the meal? So no, this could be, let's say, there's not even a meal. One is having wine with friends, one having hors d'oeuvres even, and it's not even the meal yet. And one has a wine and a second better wine is brought out, one would still say out of a meitiv. What happens if a third wine is brought out after that? That's even better than the first two. The still says a second time one would say the bracha of atov v'hameitiv. Most people are not aware of this halacha. It's a very beautiful and special halacha. What if I had no expectation of this wine? So I just did not know this wine is going to be, it could be brought out as well. Do I need to say a new bore priya gefen? So in this case, yeah, you need to say new bore priya gefen because you had no expectation of it coming out, but you still would say hatov v'hameitiv, and that would go before the bore priya gefen, which is a birkas hanenin, which is attached to a bracha on intention, and then there's the bracha on the bore priya gefen, which would go right next to the wine drinking, and then the hatov v'hameitiv, which is a birkas shevach v'hoidah, a blessing on the experience of being able to be benefit from Hashem's world in this way. And reflecting on this. So the second wine needs to be better than the bracha, better for there to be a bracha. But what if I don't know which wine is worse or better? I'm not a wine connoisseur, so I don't know which is best or better or worse. So as long as I don't know the second wine is worse, I can assume that it's better and then that's sufficient. What happens if the first wine is older? So in that case, generally speaking, we assume older wine is better. And therefore, unless one knows the second one is better, if the first one is older, one would not say Hatov HaMeitiv. What if the first is better, it's better tasting, but the second one is healthier? So even being healthier is sufficient to say Hatov HaMeitiv, even if it doesn't taste as good as well. What if both wines were on the table when I say Bore Priya Gefen? So in that case, no Hatov HaMeitiv, since one should really ideally say the bracha of Bore Priya Gefen the first time around on the better of those two wines. Hatov HaMeitiv is only when a second wine is brought out, which is better, later on. What if I made a mistake and said the Gar Gefen on the lower grade wine when the two wines were in front of me at the beginning of the meal? So in that case, you can say Hatov HaMeitiv on the second higher grade wine when one drinks it in that case, if one made a mistake. What if the first wine runs out and then I bring out another wine? In this case, no Hatov HaMeitiv, because the reason you're bringing it out then is because of functionally you need to have more wine, not because this is an expression of abundance as well. What happens if I'm drinking alone? In that case, no Hatov HaMeitiv. Why? Because the bracha doesn't just mean Hatov HaShem who does good to others, but HaMeitiv who does good to others as well, so it needs to be in the presence of others. Does family count? The answer is absolutely. So what does Hatov HaMeitiv if one is in the presence of others when bringing out a second wine halfway through the meal or one's drinking? What if I'm a guest and the host brings out more wine? So if he brings out a bottle and puts it on the table, then that would be grounds for our Taiva Meitiv, because Eri is allowed to have part of that. But if they only give a cup to each person, there's no communal wine from which to taste, then in that case, there's no Taiva Meitiv. Taiva Meitiv means that everybody has to have access to that second wine. Finally, whatever new and better wine is brought out for Birkas HaMazon, there's no need for HaTov HaMeitiv for a simple reason, and that is the fourth bracha in Birkas HaMazon is HaTov HaMeitiv, and that would cover it as well. So this is only referring to during the course of the meal. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.